I want that at this kirtan, all devotees should have their own karta with them. I see no one doing that. I have seen that all devotees in ISKCON, they used to have their own kartal and always doing kirtan on kartal. But here I say, oh, all that way. Nothing to do. So I want kartal should be with you and you should do. Don't give up Nagar Sankirtan. You should do Nagar Sankirtan also. For beginners, for others, for trees, creepers, animals, and the persons like animals. Oh, it is very useful. By hearing, they may come on the process how to serve Krishna. So you should not think that it is bogus things. You should try to do always some sankirtan here and there. Also, Swamiji produced book distribution. And very quickly from this process, he preached everywhere in the world. I will also suggest you to come in this process. We have so many books. So many books now. I want that if each disciple, if devotee will take 10 unlist books in a month, even in year, and he has promised that, oh, I should distribute it. And very soon we can preach here and there. Our books are very easy. And it will inspire all the devotees. So I request all the devotees that even 10 books you should take and distribute. Or 12 books in a year. Then it will, even it will do. So this processes which Swamiji adopted were very helpful for devotees for all world. So quickly we can do all these things. Don't think that, oh, it is bogus thing or it is not pure bhakti. It will be helpful. Always be energetic. Very energetic. Utsahat. Nishchayat. Dharyat. Tattat karm pravartanat. Then sato vritti. Sangatyagat sato vritti. Be like this. Not like dying horse. But we should be how? Oh, how? How? Like on 2 legs, behind legs, standing. Always in the mood of running. So we should be like. When I see anyone like dying horse, I become very worried for them. Don't be. Utsahat. Rup Goswami has told, Utsahat. Always in inspiring. In chanting, in remembering, in hearing. Some devotees I see that at the time of especially hearing Harikatha, they sleep. Or they should not sleep. Otherwise Maya will come. So you should not sleep. If you have no interest, no taste in hearing Harikatha, you cannot chant, I know. Anyone cannot chant. They will have no taste in chanting and remembering. First of all, we have should have There's so much taste in Harikatha, in association. Black machine will not do only. Black machine means?
Black
recorder.
Oh, you said Krishna has given a very valuable tape recorder here. It will not cheat you, but that can cheat you. So always try to note down in your heart and tell to others, then it will increase. Try to tell Harikatha to others, then it will increase. Today is Hera Panchami of Jagannath Cart Festival. We will discuss something in evening class. Very high class of Siddhants are there. Very high class. Especially the talk between, discussion between Srinivas Acharya, Sivas Pandit and Swarup Damodar. And more between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar replying. High class. All Ujjwal Nin Mani, the essence of Ujjwal Nin Mani has given there. Very high class. This is our object. But we are entangled with only in platform. So we should try to know all these things. I want to tell the second history about Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, how they manifested themselves. I have told first history from Purans, especially Purushottam Mahatma and others, Utkal Khanda. Now, I am going to tell the history hidden behind in the heart of devotee like Sanatana Goswami and others. You know Narada Rishi, very tricky devotee. He can play a trick with Srimati Radhika and Krishna among them also. But it is very hard to know when and how and what thing he is going to do. Even so, high class of devotees cannot know how and when he is doing, what he is doing. It is above their intelligence. But you should know that what he does, only to glorify high classes of devotees and his worshipable deity, not to gain himself, only to glorify a very high class of devotees. And he glorifies that high class of devotee in whole world. Even she can sometimes cheat Srimati Radhika because he is so much high class of devotee. Now come to our point that once he came to Dwarka and he went direct in the royal palace of Rukmini. And at that very day, there was something very special. So Rukmini has invited Satyabhama, Jamvanti, Rohini, and all other 16,108, all the kings. And all others, Rohini mother also, and others. Oh, when he reached there, all began to honor Narad Rishi. They worshipped Narad. Narad accepted it, but he told to Rukmini and Satamama, I know that your life is successful. You are so much near and dear to Krishna that you can control Krishna. Krishna has given up Vrindavan here and there, and he always lives in your rooms, houses. So I think that you are dhanna.
So fortunate.
You are so fortunate. Most fortunate. Then what became? Can you tell? You should try. You can take this. You can take out.
So, Srila Narad Muni, he came to the assembly of Rukmini Devi in the company of all the queens of Dwarka, and he began to glorify them, how they're so
such high class devotees of Krishna in all the world. He told that you are incomparable. But upon hearing this, Rukmini Devi and Satyabhama, they became sad to hear this. They told to Narad, "Oh Narad, there are so many of us, and we are so beautiful and so qualified. But we know we cannot make Krishna happy. We cannot satisfy him. At night time, when he's in our room, he's lying on our bed, even in his sleep, at that time, he's crying, 'Oh Radhike, oh Radhike, where are you? Oh Srimati Radhika, where are you? Oh Lalite, oh Vishake, where are you?' And he's crying bitterly. Sometimes he's calling out, 'Oh Maya, please, I want to sit in your lap. Oh mother, I want to drink your breast milk.' And he's calling for his mother Yashoda and crying. Sometimes he's calling out, 'Oh Subal, where are you? Sridham, Madhu Mangal, where are you?' Sometimes he's calling for his cows. Oh Shamli, Dhavali, Vishangi, Kalindi, Gange, where are you? And crying and crying. Sometimes he takes my veil, and pulling my veil, he said, 'Oh Radhe, Radhe, please, I cannot live without you, don't leave me.' And all night he's crying, his whole bed becomes wet. No. He cannot sleep. So if our love is so high, and he's satisfied by our love, why in his sleep he doesn't call out, 'Oh Satyabhama, oh Rukmini?' Oh no, he never calls out our name. Only he calls out the name Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka. So we think that our devotion is not so great.
Lord, he never calls me like mother. Mother gave me bread and butter or anything. He never speaks like mother.
At that time, Rohini Maya was there. So Rohini Maya, she had been in Vrindavan, and she had seen the pastimes of Krishna there. So the queens, they came to Rohini, and they asked her, 'Oh please, you know something about this. You were there in Vrindavan. How did the Brijbasis serve Krishna? What is the speciality of their love? How is it that Krishna, they serve Krishna and love him in such a way that even for a moment, he can never forget them, and he never remembers us. He's always remembering them. How is it so?' So Rohini Maya, she began to explain to Rukmini, Satyabhama, and Nagnajiti Mitravinda, Kalindi Jambavati, and all the other queens and Devaki who were assembled there. She said to them, 'You see Krishna, but do you see him? Very often you see him with four hands, four-handed form. You know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Brijbasis, they never see him like this. only like an ordinary ignorant boy, playing on his flute, herding cows, grazing cows in the forest, dancing with peacocks. They see him in a very ordinary way. They never think he is God. They think, oh, he is my son. Oh, Krishna, he is my bosom friend. Krishna, he is my beloved. They have a very natural relationship. Also, she said, oh, Queen, your love is divided. You have 10 sons, and you have one daughter also. So your whole love is divided. One part to each son, one part to your daughter, and then 1/12 goes to Krishna. But the gopis of Vrindavan, they never divided their love. Their love was akhanda, completely undivided, and they gave everything to Krishna. But you are sometimes thinking of your children, of your house, of your servants, but the gopis never think of anything. The gopis always remember Krishna. Even sometimes, they may have to do their housework, but they never remember this. They always remember Krishna. Yadohane bahanane matanopalepa prankankana buruditokshina marjanado gayanti chayana manurakta diyosukhanta danya prajastaya urukka matista jana. When the gopis, they're milking the cows, or they're churning butter, churning yogurt to make butter, when they're decorating their houses, smearing cow dung there, or rocking their babies, they never think of these things. Always their mind is riding on the chariot of Krishna's heart, or Krishna is riding on the chariot of their heart. And they're doing their housework outwardly, but internally, always remembering Krishna and singing, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhamme Ji, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhamme Ji, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhamme Ji, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhamme Ji. If any time their mother-in-law or any guru dancing, a person would come there, then they cannot do the kirtan. By kirtan, the heat of separation, they feel some relief from that heat of separation. But if their mother-in-law will come, then they have to stop their kirtan. So the fire of their separation cannot come out. But it is very forceful, so it must come out. So it comes out from their eyes, and tears begin to roll down their face, and their throats become choked. So gopis, they always remember Krishna. Their love is not divided. It is everything for Krishna, and their love does not go anywhere else. But, oh queens, your love is divided. So the queens, they wanted to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
Called Samartharati. Their Rati, their Mahabhav, and love and affection to Krishna is called Samartharati. And whereas the Rati, the love and affection of queens of Dwarka, is called
Samanjasa.
What is the meaning of Samanjasa? That it is doubt that they can control Krishna and not like gopis. Gopis' love and affection is samartha. Samartha means
capable
to control Krishna, to take Krishna. Why? Because their love and affection, like prem, has increased up to so much degree that the love and affection of queens of Dwarka, oh, cannot come to that degree. Their love and affection of queens is like prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, vallivash. Sometimes a shadow of mahabhav. Sometimes divya unumad. Sometimes chit, but very little, very small. Their ashtasattvik bhav cannot go up to jvalit prajvalita. Like dhumait. Dhumait meant with flame, but with smoke. Covered with smoke. Sometimes without smoke, but not so much high. But gopis, so high, a smoke lace, and up to extreme point, they can. Sometimes Krishna becomes also worried, and sometimes he has not that mood that Srimati Radhika Lalita Vishakha has. So he comes to learn all these things in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form. And he went to Godavari and met Raya Ramananda as she was Vishakha. And there he took training for so many days. And then he returned back to Gambhira. And then he tested something. So the moods of gopis are very high. And it is called Samartha Rati. That Krishna has not that thing. You should know that Krishna is ocean of rush. He is ocean rush. He is also rush and rushy. Tester also. Both he. He is ek rush and anek rush. He is one rush and
many
rush. When he is one rush, there is nothing left in this whole threefold world. Even in Golok Vrindavan, anything left, that is not in Krishna. Krishna is Purna, Purnatam.
Complete.
All complete. There is nothing that he not knows. He knows everything. But when he is anekrash, anekrash means
many
rush, then something mixture of rush, fit he not knows and he knows both. What rush is in Srimati Radhika, he does not know. But he knows what is in him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, the pastimes of Sachinandan Gaur Hari Leela, is mixture of both. Like anek.
Anek ras and ek ras. Combined.
Ek ras in Krishna, but anek ras in?
Asra.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Srimati Radhika is there in Krishna. So both mixing. He is testing both. What is in Radhika? And what is in him? He does not know what is in Radhika. And what is that? Mahabhav, Padhirud, Madan, especially. That if Srimati Radhika is in the lap of Krishna, even, and he can forget Krishna. Where am I? Where Krishna has gone? And feeling separation. In meeting, feeling so much high class of separation. Krishna cannot imagine this. That she is in my lap. I am here. I have kept my hands on the soldiers of Radhika. And she is searching me. Where I am? Why this? So he took the mood of Radhika. He stole away the mood. Or he begged. Radhika gave him something. And being Gadadhar, he was testing that whether he is playing my part well or not. So there is something that Krishna never knows. What is the mood of Radhika? His love to Krishna and his taste of his madhuris, his melodies, sweetness of his face, beautiful face, his beauty, his flute, and his Leela Madhuri. Four Madhuris. Rup Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Flute Madhuri. Krishna makes it, but he don't know its Madhuri, his beauty and melody. So So in anek rash, there is something to know Krishna. And he goes to the school of gopis, where Srimati Radhika is like principal. Vishakha, Lalita are like department of the heads of some. And he learned something of love and affection. So gopis, love and affection is called Samartharati, not in Dwarka. Roni mother, being a mother also, but he knows. Baldev, being a brother, but he knows in the shape of Anangamanjari. Because they were all in Vrindavan. So she is telling to all the gopis,
please
go on now. If anyone doing bhajan of Radha and Krishna conjugal, but yet worshipping Dwarkadhish and Rukmini Satyabhama, Srimati Radhika will give up them. Go to the queens. Once in India, there is a place, Ranbadi, very near to Mathura, especially Koshi Chhata. There was a very high class of devotee, always remembering Krishna and Radhika and their pastimes for 8 prahar, for 24 hours. Totally observed, forgetting his body and senses and everything. And he was observed. But one day, he had some wish to go to the places of pilgrimage places, especially to Dwarka. He had never gone to there. So he wished that I should go. And in the meantime, a Brahmin of that village came and told that, oh, I'm going to Dwarka. If you want, you can come with me. I will give our fare and everything. It was the story, it is the story of only 150 years before. So he became ready. Oh, I want to go with you. So both went, traveling here and there, they went to Dwarka. But there is some rules of Dwarka. If anyone wants to enter in the territory of Dwarka, they must have some warm
brand
of chakra. They will hit and they will give here. And they will give stem. And then it will be forever that
always.
But they will give some medicine that it will not be a sore or anything. But it will be for whole life. He took it and entered. And he went everywhere and took darshan. And after that he returned to Vrindavan in his place. Now he began to do bhajan. And he wanted to remember all the pastimes of Krishna. But very wonderful. Now, the pastimes are now coming in his remembering. And so much from Dwarka, here and there coming in his. He cannot chant and remember like before. Then he become very worried. Vyakul ho gaya.
Disturbed.
So much disturbed. He wanted to know why it has become. He could not imagine why it became. For so many days he practiced, but never it came as before. Then there was a very bosom friend of this Babaji Maharaj at Radha Kunda. At that time he was called Siddha Krishnadas Babaji. Siddha means?
Perfect.
Always observing in Krishna remembrance and chanting, remembering with tears and melted heart. When he went there, he saw from distance this person, this Babaji. And he turned over and he refused that he will talk with you. Go away at once from here. Otherwise, Srimati Radhika will be unpleased to me also. I know that you have gone to Dwarka and you have taken the hot
firebrand.
Why you have come here? If Radhika will know that you have come to me, he will be also unpleased with me. Go at once, at once. Then he becomes so worried, thinking that what is the use of my life? If the pastimes of Radhika and Krishna are not coming in my trance. So went, returned to his bhajan kuti, and he closed the door from inside, and he was feeling so much separation mood for Radhika. And 3 days, a fire came from his heart, and he was burnt totally. Only there was some ashes. The villagers saw that for 3 days he is not coming out. Why? And they opened the door. They broke the doors. And they saw, only some ashes were there, not Babaji. Then they think, perhaps Babaji has the separation mood. They gave some stick, woods in that and it at once so they thought, Babaji has left his body in separation. Still now they do this
celebrate
this disappearance day of that Babaji. So, if he was one pointed to Radhika and Krishna of Braja, but also worshipping other deities like Ramchandra, like Jagannath Baldev, Subhadra, Dwarkadish, remembering and doing pranam and archan to whom? Rukmini Shattabhama. Srimati Radhika can give up you. You should know all these things. Rupa Goswami has written, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written. You should be one pointed to your Gurudev, your Ishtadev. If you are not one pointed, you can honor all. You can honor even trees, creepers, animals, everyone, all devotees who are favorable to Krishna, not favorable to them, thinking that Krishna is everywhere. And from their constitutional position, form, they are eternal servant of Krishna. It is true. But when taking initiation in the Rupa Lunga line, and one pointed you are going to be, especially the servant of Radhika, Radha, Dash, you know, one, then you can honor all, but not making all in same category. Dwarka Krishna, Dwarkadhish Krishna, and Brajesh Krishna are not same. Or same, but not same.
Theoretically same, practically.
If you are entering in bhajan, no army you can keep Jagannath, Rukmini, Shatabhama, Ramachandra, even Nishinghadev, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu both, Gaur Nitai, and Radha Krishna also. But this is not for advanced Madhyama Adhikari. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, in the room, line you shall have to determine this, one-pointed. Other Srimati Radhika will, or gopis, or Yog Maya will give up you. Though Krishna is same, tattvata, but there is some difference in Rasa Tattva, and you should try to know you are not only
newfied.
Forever. And you will not be newfied devotees forever. You should know all these things gradually, and try to be one-pointed. If Jagannath is Brajendranandan Swam, then know how. In the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, he is Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, as you know that when he used to go to temple, Jagannath temple, he never saw there Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra. Never he saw. What he saw? Oh, Brajendranandan Shyam, where are you? And he ran like mad to embrace them. Pratimanoha tumi sakshat Brajendranandan Shyam. He never saw his only round eyes. He never saw without peacock feather and
flute.
He saw that Krishna is playing on his flute. His eyes are very attractive. He has peacock feathers. Do you see there? In Jagannath Puri, you see Radhika? Never. So, you should be one-pointed to your Gurudev. Shiksha Guru may be so many, but one Shiksha Guru should be so
prominent
that we can follow and give our hearts. Even clouds, even mountains, even earth can be our Shiksha Guru, no harm. Even python and that prostitute may be our Shiksha Guru. But one Shiksha Guru should be there.
Prominent.
Like our Diksha Guru. No difference. Sometimes he may be more superior than Diksha Guru. Sometimes Diksha Guru may be superior. Both in same level. So we should be from beginning. We should be one-pointed to Krishna. Om Krishna, Brajendranandan, not only Gopikant he should be, not only Gopikant, not like Chandravali, Padma and Sabyakant, he should be what? Radhakanta, Namastute, Radhakanta, he should be. One-pointed. It is very hard, very high class of Siddhanta. In this Rath Yatra festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so much high class of dialects with Sadhamadhar. One high class of devotee. Oh, if their object is for Samartharati, and he has some taste and greed to follow Samartharati of gopis, oh, then they can know something about. This is the essence of a whole card festival. Then what became? When 1 hour, you should come. What is the time?
11:15.
So the Mahishis of
very quickly
Dwarka, they requested Rohini Maya to tell them of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So she told how Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, and how he grew up, how he would steal butter, how his mother tied him with a rope, how he would play with his friends, and how he had so many pastimes with the gopis, how they performed ras, how at the time of ras, Krishna told to the gopis, na parayam nirvajya samyajam swasadukritam vibhudayu shapiva. Oh my dear gopis, I cannot repay you. How Krishna, he has dried the faces, the perspiration from the faces of the gopis at the time of Ras and decorated them. So she spoke all of these very
don't
beautiful
sleep.
Pastimes.
Don't sleep. Otherwise I will tell them to stand up. I know who is sleeping.
Don't go in France, we are in Holland, not in France.
This is your last chance.
Yeah. Oh. So she told so many beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan. And at that time, Krishna was in the assembly in his council with so many ministers, and Baldev was there also. But he became restless. Why? Because Krishna said, Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshu cha yata ganti madbhakta tatta tishtami narada. Krishna said that, where am I? I am not in Vaikuntha. And you will not find me in the hearts of the yogis. But I will be in that place where my pure devotees are having Harikatha. So Krishna, he became restless, and Baldev also became restless. And by making some excuse, they came out of that assembly, and they came to the palace of Rukmini Devi. And when they arrived there, Subhadra Devi, she was standing on the door, because Rohini had told her, you should stay on the door, and you should not let Krishna come in, because if he hears all these things, then he'll become so upset. So Subhadra was standing on the door and she checked Krishna. But Krishna was standing on one side and Baldev was standing on the other side.
We'll discuss something more in this afternoon in our classes. There are so many things. So gradually we'll describe all these things. Perhaps today in evening, there will be classes also there
in Hague.
No, in afternoon only.
But
they'll come
they
back start class.
At 4 o'clock. They start there.
They will start from here. Subal Sakha, Krishna Das, and
Pundarik Prabhu,
and Lalita, and all can go.
Lalita.
And after that, they will return at 6 and 6:30. Our classes will begin again here at 6. Kirtan will be done, and I will come at 6. I have come to help devotees. Now here are 400-500 devotees. I cannot go giving up them here or there and to speak in Hindi. I have come to help the devotee. For very far, far away from Germany, England, Canada, Africa,
America,
Italy,
Russia,
Denmark,
India.
Oh, India. So many devotees have come here. How I can give up them? Never. Never I can. I have come only to help you. So, I must be here. But a party will go there and they will speak in Hindi and also they will do Kirtan. Krishna Das and all experts may go there and there also should be very strong preaching and then return back to here and join our classes. Gaur Prema.